Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to bring in Pat Pagano, and I'm going to be very honest with Pat. I'm getting tired of these quarter-inch snowfalls that we get every afternoon because I don't get enough sun in the front of my house. And so now, over the past 3 days, I got darn near a half inch of three-quarters of an inch of snow out in front of my house, Pat.
Well, would you rather have that, or would you rather have a foot and a half?
I would rather have none of it.
Nothing.
But this isn't as bad as having a foot and a half. But even though, if there's a foot and a half or 2 feet of snow out there, if I fall, I can fall into something soft. Now that's what you call looking at life with the glass half full.
I guess so. I mean, we're just not getting, you know, anything significant. And I don't think there's anything significant to come, at least into early next week. So sit back and relax. Sun and clouds will do it today, mid-30s. Tonight, partly cloudy, upper 20s. And tomorrow, some sun and breezy. I mean, it could be a flurry with a cold front coming by in the low 40s. Then behind that cold front, Saturday and Sunday will be sunny, but a cold wind and temps only around 30, which means wind chills are going to be in the teens all weekend long.
Now, when I was looking at the snow squalls that came across our area yesterday, did they come off the Great Lakes?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And they were strong enough to make it to here. That's pretty amazing whenever that happens.
Yeah, you know that happens. Yeah. I mean, they call streamers.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what happened. Yep. And, you know, it was all the way down to Long Island.
Yeah.
I mean, even Long Island had, you know, like a dusting to a quarter inch of snow. So very, very interesting. And that's all it was.
But
it certainly wasn't too dramatic.
No, I was sitting inside in my comfy chair looking at my big screen TV and watching all the ceremonies that were going on in between 12 and basically 6 o'clock
right.
at night. Two of the things that I take from, I don't know if you watched any of it at all.
I sure did.
Okay. The poet laureate blew me away.
She was phenomenal.
She was so young, so composed. And if you weren't feeling good about America and yourself when she finished, then you should just plain check out, because she was inspiring. She was just
phenomenal. She really was. You know, she was animated. Her voice, the inflection in her voice, and she wrote that, you know, just a couple of days before. Five stars there. You know, the whole thing, to be honest with you, was an inauguration that, like, I've never remembered before.
Yeah.
And they've all been, you know, pretty much by the book. But for some reason, and maybe it's the state that we're all in, you know, a lot of us are right now very depressed. We're stressed because of the virus and all of the things that have been happening. Even President Biden's speech was, in my opinion, very, very humble. I felt that I finally got to know him yesterday after listening to that speech and watching him with his wife and family. It's just a complete different feeling than from what I had prior.
And you know what's also nice about it? Is whenever you see all the living presidents together, Jimmy Carter couldn't be there. He's 90-some years old,
right.
COVID
right.
and all that, so he couldn't be there. But to see all the living presidents, except one, there, it's so nice to see them there. And it's a special club, and there's a special union between all of them. It's just, and when they went to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier,
yeah,
and you had the cannon salute, and that was absolutely amazing as well. And I didn't stay up for it, but this morning I did Google. I want to see what the fireworks display looked like.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. They had a picture of the Bidens from the behind the Bidens on the back of the White House looking out on that porch they have, okay?
Yeah.
And the fireworks over Washington were, to me, unbelievable. It was unbelievable.
A lot of it had to stand out. I tell you, one of the things that I was really very impressed about was some of the reactions that I got from some different people yesterday, and some people who who were not Biden supporters, said that they cried for a little bit during the inauguration.
Yeah.
And several people said it, not just one. And these are, you know, people that don't know one another. So I said, oh, that's interesting. Someone else told me that. In fact, my yoga instructor said, you know, when she started the class yesterday, she said, without getting political, she said, I don't know how many of you watched the inauguration. She said, I did. She said, I was thoroughly impressed. And she said, and I cried. And she says, my kids are home from college right now. And when they saw me, they said, Mom, but why are you crying? And she said she just had a feeling of our country trying to come together again. And that made her very, very happy. So I said to myself, you know, that's not the first person that I really hit into yesterday that told me that. So it's kind of interesting the effects that it had on different people.
Yeah, it well, like I said, I'm always impressed with the inaugurations, with the peaceful transfer of power and with what goes on in this country. But like I said, I enjoyed Joe Biden's, President Biden's speech. But I really was, like I said, the thing
Take
that just...
Take him back, yeah.
Well, the poet laureate was just, I mean, my mouth was hanging open. And I looked like a flycatcher. It was just one of the best... ways to punctuate. And then when Garth Brooks came,
how about that,
and sang Amazing Grace, I mean
but what was even more interesting about that is that on his way out you noticed that he had to greet each president, and I thought, the way I view that, it's like, you know, whatever he stands for, whatever party he stands for, that didn't matter. As he walked out, he was paying his respects to each of those
presidents.
Men.
Yeah, no, he did a great job. And
phenomenal.
Yeah, and I'm not a big Lady Gaga fan. Okay,
but she did great.
Once again, if she wore something more normal, I probably would have enjoyed it more. But she's Lady Gaga, and she did a great national anthem.
She did, and J-Lo, This Land Is My Land, yeah. And America the Beautiful combined, yeah. Just phenomenal. She looked beautiful. I mean, what more could you say?
Yeah.
everything was really, you know, very, very good, top of the line, considering all the risks and threats that were flying, you know, prior to this.
Yeah, it's funny. When the election was over, my good friend Richard Tregesser, who I worked for when I was in Kingston, he lives out in Wisconsin. When Barack Obama was elected on the next day and after the election night with the Joe Biden, there's a song I play whenever I feel a big change is coming. And it's you're probably not aware of it, but it's a song by Thunderclap Newman, which is a group that had Speedy Keen in it. And it's called Something's in the Air. And it's about change. Mm-hmm. And once again, that was going through my mind yesterday. Richard pointed that out. But that was going through my mind once again yesterday. So, like I said, it's an amazing thing to watch when you inaugurate a new president. I watched it. And folks, I had the same feeling when I watched, whether I liked him or not, as president when Donald Trump was elected. I watched the inauguration there.
Me too. Because
it's, you know, the transfer of power from one extreme to another extreme, and the way this country seems to bend but not break, it's just an amazing thing. So it's, you know, if you would have caught me 4 years ago, I would have been talking about the inaugural speech as well. So it's just one of those truly unique American moments.
And uplifting, and I really do think that that's what this country needs right now.
And the weather held out. It was a beautiful day there.
Yeah, I mean, they had some snow flurries. Some snow flurries for a while there, and then the front went by, and the sun came out, so it held out. And my sister had said to me last night, and I didn't know about this, but she said to me, she said, I don't understand why we're not banning travel from the UK and Brazil. And I didn't know the answer to that. But I said, well, give, you know, President Biden a chance. And then I read this morning that he put that back. I heard it was going to be lifted by President Trump on the 26th of January. And he completely now Well, withdrew that and put the ban back back in, which is a smart thing.
Yeah, it's, you know, I sitting there and watching the whole thing. It once again, it's what this country's all about, and our struggles and our arguments should all fall by the wayside, and you just sit there and you enjoy the pageantry and the amazing inner workings of a democracy. Once again, we had decent weather. My favorite, a good friend of mine sent me a picture. All the senators that were in the audience, of course, had to be 6 feet apart. There was a picture of Bernie Sanders.
I saw that.
That's a great picture. I love Bernie. Bernie's always going to be one of my favorites. His wife didn't attend, so he was sitting there in a chair, and he was bundled up with exactly like a guy from Vermont would be.
Right.
He had these big gloves, the big jacket, and everything like that. But my grumpy old Bernie Sanders, I was glad to see, him there. I would have liked to see him up on giving the speech, but hey, it was nice to see Bernie Sanders and the rest of the senators in the crowd as well, but especially Bernie. So we have to wait and see what happens. And it's funny, one of the questions that was asked about Joe Biden to his new press secretary was when Donald Trump won the presidency, the day after he was declared president, he formed his reelection committee. So they asked Joe Biden's press secretary, was he going to do that? And she said, Mr. Biden plans to wait and see how things shake out over the course of it before he decides what he's going to do. So anyways, so we've got decent winter weather. We can make snow. You can ski. You can be fairly comfortable, except this weekend when it's going to be, I'll say, almost bitter cold, right?
Almost, yeah. I don't know about bitter, but let's put it this way, pretty cold.
All right. Pat, God bless the USA and God bless Pat Pagano.
Well, thank you. And the same here. And I'll see you tomorrow.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast. If you missed it, you can get it online, robinhoodradio.com. Click on On Demand. Click on Weather with Pat Pagano.